Welcome to the deep dive. Okay, so online shopping in 2025. It's amazing, right? Convenience, deals.
Oh yeah, the selection alone is incredible.
But it feels like there are more scams than ever, too. You want the smarts, fast, without getting totally overwhelmed.
Exactly. Billions lost to fraud, it's serious stuff.
So our mission today is pretty clear. Give you the tools, the knowledge to save money and stay safe, especially with things like AI and buy now, pay later changing the landscape.
Yeah, it's about balancing savings and security. We've looked at a bunch of articles, research, focusing on strategies and prevention for right now, 2025.
Great. So where do we start? Building a solid foundation.
Absolutely. It sounds basic, but planning, super important, like setting a budget, know your limits, maybe even categories.
And sticking to a list. I find that helps me avoid those impulse clicks.
Totally. That list anchors you. It fights back against the one-click buying, the flashy ads designed to grab you.
And distinguishing needs from wants, that old chestnut.
It really matters. Yeah. Also, recognizing emotional triggers. You ever heard of H-A-L-T?
Hungry, angry.
Lonely, tired. Yeah, when you're feeling any of those, you're way more likely to make an impulse buy you'll regret.
H-A-L-T. Okay, good reminder. Timing matters too, right? For savings.
Oh, definitely. Retailers run on cycles, seasonal sales, big holidays like Black Friday, Cyber Monday, back to school sales, you name it.
So patience pays off.
It often does.
Yeah.
Waiting a bit can mean a much better price.
Yeah.
Keep an eye out, newsletters, social media, that's how you stay informed.
Okay, so it's not just about the price sticker. What else?
Value, absolutely.
Yeah.
Research the quality. Is it going to last? Does it actually do what you need it to?
And reviews, they can be tricky.
Very tricky.
Yeah.
Read them critically, look at multiple sources. Are they all generic five-star raves? It's a bit of a red flag. Search for the product or seller name, plus words like review, complaint, or even scam.
Good tip. And compare options, obviously. Price comparison sites.
Yep, use them. But always factor in shipping costs. Sometimes a slightly higher item price with free shipping is cheaper overall. See if source price match too.
Right. Okay, let's shift gears. The digital toolkit ways to actively save online.
Yeah, so you've got your coupons, promo codes, browser extensions like Honey are popular.
How do those work exactly?
They automatically look for and test codes at checkout. Super handy. But, you know, be aware they collect your shopping data. That's kind of the trade-off. Often they get affiliate commissions, too.
And influencer codes. Seeing those everywhere.
Yeah, another source for discounts. Just don't let a discount push you into buying something you didn't actually need.
Good point. What about getting cash back?
Cash back platforms, like Rakuten, for example. You start your shopping trip on their site, click through to the store, and get a percentage back.
Does it very much.
Oh, yeah. Raise change. They usually pay out quarterly. Some even have in-store offers now.
Yeah.
Then there are store loyalty programs, member discounts, special sales.
And credit card rewards, points, miles.
Definitely useful. But again, the warning.
Yeah.
Don't overspend just chasing rewards. That defeats the purpose of saving money.
Can you stack these, like cash back and a store coupon?
Sometimes. But yeah, just be mindful you might be sharing data across different platforms when you do that.
Any other savvy tactics?
Well, there's the old abandoned cart trick. Leave items in your cart. Sometimes the retailer emails you a discount code to encourage you to finish the purchase.
Does that actually work often?
It's hit or miss, honestly.
Yeah.
Don't count on it, but it's worth a try. Also look for new customer offers. Signing up for a newsletter often gets you a one-time discount. And use wish lists. Many sites notify you if an item you saved goes on sale.
Okay, super helpful. Now, the scary part, safety. How do we spot a fake website? They seem to be getting better.
They are, unfortunately. AI helps scammers make polished fakes. But look for classic red flags, deals that seem way too good to be true. Poor quality text or images, though. Again, AI blurs this. Check the URL very carefully.
Like typos.
Exactly, typo squatting. They make tiny changes to mimic real site addresses. Also, look for missing contact info, no privacy policy, heavy pressure tactics, only two left. And be wary of ads on social media leading to unknown sites. Check the BBB scam tracker.
So typing the URL directly is safer.
Much safer. Or using a trusted bookmark. And yeah, check BBB.org for retailer legitimacy. Common scams include fake going out of business sales, selling counterfeit goods, or just taking your money and sending nothing.
Right. And paying securely.
Crucial. Always, always look for HTTPS in the address bar and the little padlock icon.
Bro.
That means the connection is encrypted.
And payment method.
Credit cards. Use them whenever possible online. You get strong legal protections like the Fair Credit Billing Act, dispute rights, liability limits.
Better than debit cards?
Much better. Debit cards pull directly from your bank account. weaker protections. Avoid wire transfers, basically sending cash, irreversible. Gift cards are a huge favorite for scammers. Payment apps, mostly designed for people you know, and definitely no direct bank transfers to unknown sellers.
And never email financial details.
Never. Also, watch out for fake login pages for payment services. Always log in directly through the service's actual website or app.
Makes sense. How about protecting our actual identity?
Minimize data. Only give info that's absolutely necessary for the purchase. Use strong, unique passwords for every site.
That's hard to manage.
Consider a password manager. It helps generate and store them securely. And enable two-factor authentication 2FA everywhere you can. It adds a huge layer of security.
What about privacy policies and cookies?
Skim the privacy policies, especially for extensions or apps. See what data they collect. Regularly clear your browser cookies. And make sure your security software is up to date.
Okay, now for the really new stuff. Buy now, pay later. It's everywhere.
It really is. BNPL offers that instant gratification, splitting payments. But the risks are real. It's easy to stack up multiple small loans without realizing how much debt you're accumulating.
Kind of invisible debt.
Yeah, and it often hasn't been reported fully to credit bureaus, though that's changing. Watch out for late fees, potential bank overdraft fees if a payment fails. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, the CFPB, just rolled out rules giving BNPL users similar dispute rights to credit cards, which is good.
But still risks.
Definitely. Data harvesting is a concern, and watch for deceptive claims like zero cost. Read the fine print. Providers like Affirm, Afterpay, Klarna, PayPal Pay in 4, Zip, they're all big players. It's especially popular with younger consumers, so extra caution is needed there.
And AI, you mentioned it helps scammers.
Big time. It's a real double-edged sword. AI powers useful things like personalized shopping recommendations, visual search. Great.
But the dark side.
The malicious uses. AI generating incredibly realistic fake product images.
Yeah.
Unique plants that don't exist. Weird furniture. Look for inconsistencies, maybe only one photo angle. Verify the seller. Reverse image search can sometimes help. Vague descriptions, prices way off market value. Red flags.
Deepfake reviews, too.
Yep. Even deepfake celebrity endorsements. Think Elon Musk supposedly pitching some crypto scheme? AI can build entire fake websites, fake rental listings, and make phishing emails or texts super convincing.
Wow. So we need even more skepticism.
A whole new level, really. Critical assessment is key. Some browsers are adding features to detect domain impersonation, which is helpful.
So with all this evolving, how do we stay ahead of the latest scams?
Keep an eye on reports from places like the Federal Trade Commission, the FTC. They track trends right now. Impersonation scams are huge people pretending to be legit businesses or government agencies. That's the most reported type.
What causes the biggest losses?
Investment scams, by far. Online shopping problems are up there in reports, too. Job scams have skyrocketed, especially those task scams, where you pay to get supposedly higher-paying tasks.
Seeing lots of scam texts lately.
Smishing, yeah. It's exploding. Fake delivery alerts, bank warnings, bogus job offers, unpaid toll notices. Be suspicious of any unexpected text with a link or request for info.
And payment methods scammers prefer.
High-risk ones where money is hard to recover. Bank transfers and crypto payments consistently lead to the highest reported losses. And social media is a major playground for scammers these days. Be careful who you trust and interact with there.
It seems like the takeaway is constant vigilance across the board.
It really is. Caution in all online communication. Verify identities independently. Don't just trust caller ID or an email address. Be skeptical of urgency or threats. Use secure payment methods. Stay aware of the current scam trends.
So, bottom line, we need that balance. Smart saving strategies, yes, but paired with really strong, vigilant security habits.
Exactly. That's the key to navigating online shopping safely and effectively in 2025. You need both sides of the coin.
Okay, here's a final thought to leave you with. As AI gets exponentially better at creating fakes and mimicking humans, do you think we're heading towards needing entirely new ways to prove who we are online? Something beyond just passwords and 2FA? Maybe some new form of digital trust verification?